Welcome, everybody, to the Ratchet Renaissance Podcast. I'm your co-host, Terry Harper.
And I'm your co-host, Rajan Doombalia. And we want to welcome you to our weekly Cushville Convo, where an artsy journalist and a faggot comedian explore spirituality, sex positivity, and just
All right.
So, hey, let's fucking do this.
So, what is our, what's our sex bag today? What do we got?
I am so glad you asked, Miss Harper. So, what I have for you guys today is, let me, get a word for word. Aliana Zalinski was arrested for gay sex. Why? At 24 years old. He was acquitted. If he had been killed, however, the world would have never had the Mona Lisa or the Last Supper.
Oh my God. First of all, that's insane. If he had been killed, we would not have the Mona Lisa. Like, yes, facts. We know that.
I love how they're leading us to it as if we didn't understand. Like, oh, but if he died, we would have known that he's dead.
What were you gonna say?
Well, that's the thing. It reminded me of something that's a lot more serious about that. But it's just one of those things where because we're also doing this whole, grown episode within our own forms of isolation. There was this thing about, I saw on Twitter, essentially, you know me, always bringing something up on Twitter, but someone, I don't know who it is, but it's, a part of this, the new European account, and this, old white woman, I could name her, but again, I literally don't know who she is, so, giving her, satisfaction, someone to, be heard. It means nothing, because what she's also saying is coronavirus will be AIDS, which is not as devastating as fear. So clearly that's a conservative approach, because then someone quote tweeted it, his name is Patrick Strudwick, and all he wrote with the quote tweet was 38 million dead. So it was this idea that clearly AIDS is not this idea of not as devastating as fear, it clearly was as devastating as it was fear.
Right.
Someone brought it and replied to it, a doctor, Christopher Gennari. He just said, it wiped out an entire generation of New York and San Francisco gay men. The art scene, Broadway, music, dance took 20 years to recover. So it didn't matter to someone who didn't like art, culture, music, photography, hemophiliac, or gay folk. And yeah, it really makes me think of greater society and how laws can literally be pertaining to a specific group of people, essentially, gays and queers, but how epidemic can be happening, known as a fuck, and specifically when it comes to the idea of AIDS happening as a recent a pandemic, and then the response that Corona is getting, it really is that for me and my perspective as a gay queer, because it's not that many people have died, and then the ones that have died, it's been, proportionately, more older people, which is no shade to them, but, what's going on? Why are we caring so much about this, pandemic? And I do understand, it's more about, the preventionism aspect right now, rather than,
Sure.
People have it, so then it's let's actually do something about it. But I'm intrigued for the next couple of years, and hopefully no one, marginalized starts getting it, but once a specific group starts getting it, and then the government or society is okay with them dying, that's when I'll be the sole response to coronavirus.
That's very well. I'm glad that you got into that too, and touched on the fact that we are doing this over the phone because of new developments or whatever, or different forms of isolation, as you put it. And so with that, I'm gonna jump us into our tea talk.
To freedom!
Okay. So I am sharing a tweet by an artist named Datavia. And this tweet says, no matter what is listed on your death certificate, your cause of death is generally from complications of capitalism. I thought this was interesting. And what you're talking about right now is making me think about it. I'm sorry, what you talked about with the, you know, sex act made me think about it as well. Just kind of the way that, like, just the response of the government in general and, like, the way that this, I guess, awareness or kind of fear and, like, panic is being stirred up around the coronavirus is, like, a really interesting, it's just really interesting to observe and, like, be a part of, I guess, and, like, also at the age that we're at and just kind of, like, taking all of this in, having the internet and, like, social media, I feel like is a really interesting, like, moment, too. And also just this tweet specifically made me think about, like, conversations that I've been having with a lot of people about the almost, like, highlight that is now on our government, especially of just how horrible and, like, poor it is in terms of, like, infrastructure and things like that. And it really is one of those things where it's like, oh, everyone's always joking or being like, America is like the ghetto and things like this. But when it comes to, like, actual care for humans and citizens, it really is, like, astounding to look at comparisons, like, across around the world.
I think what ghetto is that literally got rid of the entire pandemic fucking response.
Seriously, thank you. Shout out to their journalist, that was sharing her question to him during his address. I think her name is Yamiche Alcindor. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But to your exact point, she questioned him about that and was like, so what do you have to say about, like, the disbanding of the White House team that would have been responsible for coordinating, like, a proper response to this? And his response was, like, he said, you're saying that we did this, but I know nothing about it. I don't know anything about that. And she was like, you don't know about, like, the reorganizing of national councils and committees? And, like, he literally just, like, cut her question off and went to someone else, like, in the middle of the address. And I'm just like, that, like you said, this is very ghetto. I'm like, I don't understand how point blank was like, girl, I'm not answering that. I don't know anything about it. You should probably know something about it, sir.
Whatever thing, he definitely knows something. I think that's just frustrating. He definitely knows something about it. He knows everything probably about it. It's an idea of, like, especially how comfortable America is about misinformation, or even just the lack of giving information to its citizens. It's like, we also simultaneously, like, gave up those rights of, like, wanting to even, like, know for the fact, like, it goes back to this tweet about, like, dying from capitalism. It also makes you think about your role and your agency within capitalism, where it's like, you might have died of, like, even just complications of old age, but that idea, in my opinion, not to say, like, oh, old people need to be reprimanded, but it's this idea where I'm like, your comfortability and your ability just to be, obviously, comfortable, but your ability to just, like, live through these many years and, like, survive. It goes to you, you're strong, willing, like, you've been able to do it. But then it also goes to show, like, wow, like, how do you say, like, have things affected you properly? But, like, it really just makes me think of, like, oh, you were able to survive that. Great for you. But now let's look at the people who weren't able to survive it and then really see what is actually, like, wrong and going, like, wrong with society.
So, with that, let us jump into our thank this for.
Smoke weed every day.
Okay, so I definitely think, and that's part of why I wanted to bring up that tweet, too, is because I kind of feel like I personally, a lot of thoughts that I have around this moment come back to thoughts similar to those shared in the tweet. And so, yeah, just, like, for all transparency and all of this, like, we just really want to have, like, an open conversation about all of the different factors surrounding the coronavirus pandemic as it is currently, you know, has been named and whatnot, but I just think that, like, there's so many layers, which, you know, some of which you already touched on, and, like, we'll talk more about, but, yeah, I don't know. I guess it just feels like such a complex, kind of, like, nuanced thing that my mind has been, like, racing about all of this in terms of, like, government. The thing that's actually frustrating, I think, is, and what you and I were kind of voicing a little bit, is, like, I'm more concerned and, like, fearful just because of a general distrust in our government and current administration, especially, rather than the actual impact of, like, the virus itself. Like, I don't mean that to minimize it. Like, I understand that there are, you know, serious concerns with that as well. But I, like, personally, that is how I feel right now. Like, even the response worldwide, like, the response in the U.S. and in New York, I'm just more, like, caught off guard because I'm just like, if some shit goes left, I just feel like the government is absolutely going to let it just happen, and like things will, like, I don't know, I just feel so confused, I guess, by the, like, the overall response to it, to the development.
Yeah,
tell me, where are your thinking at?
You know, I knew you were about to ask me because, like, why would you shut
that? Yeah, I want to know.
Well, no, because the complexities of this disease, like, it really is. It is, like, you're perfectly right with that. It is complex, and it really made my, like, wheels turn in my head because, again, the first thing I was thinking of, again, is, like, when it comes to this epidemic, I look at the numbers. Who has gotten it, who has died, and then who has survived. In my opinion, because the survival rate is so high right now, like, I'm not, like, again, I'm not fearful of this, but I'm very much, like, this can be maintained and this can be, like, dealt with. But one thing that was intriguing is, because immediately what I was going to, like, talk about is, like, the government and voter suppression and how we're in election season. And so that's, like, because the survival rate is so high, like, I don't know why we aren't, or at least the media isn't showing this idea of, like, okay, let's just, like, take preventative measures, look at the numbers for what they genuinely are, and not actually cause, like, fear and panic. Because, again, what I meant by, like, I tweeted something, is coronavirus voter suppression. It's the idea of, literally the government is telling us not to come out, but we're literally voting on the election. What does that genuinely mean for, like, this election? Like, people are even wondering, like, will Trump have the ability to, like, postpone the election? And it's like, legally, not at all. You would have to rewrite the Constitution. But it is even this notion of, like, why are we even thinking of it? Why don't we actually think of things going on right? Like, preventative measures are just literally not America's thing. Like, we wait for something bad to happen to us and then actually.
Exactly.
When we already knew the problem. So, what?
Very
true. Theory about the idea of things going left. I think that's what I literally went down a rabbit hole this morning. You know me, like, I actually ended up, well, I was a little too fucked up, dude. I ended up going to sleep really early yesterday at, like, 8, and then I woke up this morning at, like, 2, 3, and that, to me, is the perfect time to, like, honestly, like, wake up, research, like, journal, literally do whatever, like, need to get my thoughts out and, like, dissect it, if you will, and really thought about. And so I was thinking of these ideas of, like, how genuinely history repeats itself. And weirdly enough, if you thought about it, our, just, like, the idea of what it is, our elections happen on leap years. And the idea of leap year is very significant, too, of just, like, oh, we're leaping into whatever it might be, whatever this new president is, whatever this new, like, form of, like, ideology is. And so I think it's something very significant of, like, what I ended up looking at of history repeating itself. So, without furthering, like, putting more of, like, my fucking, like, own, like, crazy, like, fucking thoughts and backings to it, like, I think we're at a point of history repeating itself in the time of William E. Harding, because apparently that, and I think just what's so different is, like, apparently with that president, he essentially died in his first term of office, and he was, like, pretty well-liked until, like, he died, and then everyone realized all the, like, fucked up shit he was doing. So I think the thing going on with the administration right now is, like, we already know he's fucked up, and we know the fucked up shit he's doing. It's now actually, like, approach to how we, like, do something about it. And so, honestly, what scares me is if Trump doesn't get elected, I'm just nervous that Biden will, and we're just going to be, 10 years, honestly, I feel like we're just going to be in this, like, not leeway period, but like a lot of conservatism isn't going to truly happen until like there's this one. I don't know. I've been really thinking about history repeating itself. I'm really relying on our 48th president, and around 2037, I think some big shit's happening. 36, 2037.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I have to say, too, like, to your point, the thing that is also, because you brought up the word misinformation, and that is, like, the number one, I feel like, overall issue and just, like, difficulty that I've been thinking about a lot at, over these past couple of days and, like, I guess week or so. And even just, like, talking with different family members of, like, different age group or things like that and kind of, like, seeing where everybody's at, it definitely is making me, you know, as someone who, like, wants to have faith in the media, it's making me very upset and, like, skeptical and realizing even more just, like, how frustrating it is and how much an age of, like, the mass information and how much that can be misconstrued and how much you can be misinformed, I think it really is kind of mind-blowing when you think about it, because it really is this, like we always talk about, like the 24/7 news cycle. You have like the news and more traditional, you know, whatever platforms, and you have more internet-based or like social media-driven news where that is kind of like coming in an even quicker rate because it is like this real-time sort of situation. So you're getting like that, and then you're getting a mix of that and all of our reactions to it at the same time, and it just is like this abundance of information to where you can't even really like process, or at least I found that I was having trouble processing how I actually felt about things because I just was like reading everything, all of the, you know what I mean, like all of the news, all of everybody's thoughts and back and forth and all of this, and then I'm just like, What are the hard hitting, like, what do we know is going on right now? And like you mentioned, I mean, the huge thing is definitely the election. And talking about history repeating itself, even it's just like, the way that it seems as though there always is something that comes up in a way that seems to curtail or like, just leads to voter suppression. And in a way that is tried to make it seem like, direct, or oh, it's like a natural disaster, blah blah blah, like you can't help it, but this is just something that has to happen. Don't get me started on my tangent about where the coronavirus came from. Just let it out of the lab. I'm not gonna do that, but I will say that I just think it's really I don't know, it really is something to think about. And I will have to say too, like when I said something going left, I say that because I feel like I sound like my dad, because he, anytime like things like this come up, he goes into full like prep mode of like, all right, what's the game plan? Like, this shit is about to go under. The U.S. is crumbling.
I'm like, sorry. I'm really with you on that. Like,
and so here's my thing. Maybe the U.S. needs to just crumble. But the thing is
they're gonna let it
out. Wait, what? Say
it. Well, again, like, Daria, I don't even understand the rabbit hole I went down. My interest so fully is about, like, the idea of empires and how many empires that have been within, like, America is an empire. Let's, like, not forget it. Like, the British Empire has its own, like, reign as an empire, and now it's, like, really good to understand where its colonial, like, footing is, because they literally colonized all these places, literally, like, fuck y'all, like, within the 20th century. Ended up getting the independence, but what does independence mean when, like, the fucking, like, capitalist agent and the, like, colonial, like, imperialist power is still there?
Right.
So I think, like, we're definitely in this, like, I definitely think, like, in 1947, like, 1945 to 1947, the world, in my opinion, essentially, like, I don't think the world ever ends. I just think it gets reborn. And so after World War II, the idea of, like, the world being reborn was, like, oh, my God, we all fought each other. And now that, like, we have this winner, if you will, let's now try and go through the, like, influence and backing of this world power. Because I think, like, the 20th and 19th century was, like, essentially dominated by British empire. Whereas now, I think, like, we talk about America as a superpower. America as, like, an influential country, even though it's a horrible country in the
right,
way of
right.
what they're doing at home. It's still seen as this, like, worldly influence. And so I understand where your dad's coming from in the regard of, like, again, when I'm thinking of the 1920s and the 1930s, I'm thinking of, oh, my God, the brink of the Great Depression. And, like, when I'm 2037 being a significant time, I'm like, oh, well, then, like, right after the Great Depression, like, after everyone was depressed, we wanted to fucking fight because that was when World War, like, one and two happened, or World War II. And so it's, like, things of, like, oh, my God, like, there might be, like, essentially, I'm waiting for this FDR figure. I'm, like, in 2032, 2037, like, to enter office and really take us to this, like, not even to say progressive, like, model, but, like, definitely, like, a socialist model. Oh, that's what you were saying about media, and I wanted to touch upon. But, what the media is, like, there for. If we genuinely, in my opinion, started looking at corporate media, literally CNN, all this, like, 24-hour news cycle, like, if we looked at those media as media that genuinely just works for the government, they're literally nationalized media.
Right.
Like, it's very, they work for the government, and they're here to, like, just give whatever the government, like, tells us. And even if they're great journalists and they, like, are definitely, like, down for, hard-hitting evidence and, like, journalistic, like, I get you. But I also understand you're definitely backed by money and, like, politics and shit like that. But, it's definitely, like, that socialist fucking, what's it called? Media. Like, it really is like, okay, we'll give you this information, but now we're giving you the platform to say whatever the fuck you want to say. And based on people actually believing that and understanding, like, oh, you as a random, like, individual actually have, like, a point within this because it makes sense, it then actually gets, like, the hegemony and, like, the power structure a little fearful because it's like, oh, like, y'all are listening to Twitter. But that's what's scary about this whole coronavirus. I get my information mostly from Twitter, which includes different news sources, but the actual fear, I'm not going to not go out through my, like, entire day. If you're just getting yourself from, like, Fox News, CNN, like, I understand why am I, like, at Sweet Chip, I'm not fucking there because, like, people are annoyed because they're being told, oh, don't go out. But, like, if you actually retain the information, like, from social media, from Twitter, like, literally, like, a more, not holistic, but, like, just a well-rounded understanding of the news, like, I think, corporate media is very much about fear-mongering and American propaganda.
Fear-mongering,
and, like, what does America not want us to know that's going on right now? And I think, again, it goes back. Maybe if people, like, anti-Chinese sentiment, like, it might be, like, that is going on with, like, China. Again, I don't know well enough, like, U.S.-Chinese relations, but I'm really intrigued by, like, again, when it came to, like, world wars, like, I'm really intrigued by, like, honestly, like, let's say, in my opinion, like, I don't know who would, like, that's the thing of, like, when it comes to politics, who's going to come together to then fight whatever, like, greater being they want to go against? When it comes to, like, major conflicts in the world, like, not even today right now, but, like, just ongoing, especially after, like, World War II, 1947, again, specifically, it's partition. So, like, Pakistan and India are, like, they're very much, like, especially these past, like, couple of years with Modi and Hindu nationalism, like, they're definitely on the brink of, like, let's go back to war. And then maybe, like, U.S. and China, like, clearly isn't getting along. Like, North Korea and South Korea, like, also have, like, their whole nuclear, like, arms. Like I think we're
right
on this, like, brink of, like, everyone's going to be upset with each other, but now we're all going to have to team up for a war that we don't give a fuck about. But now, now nuclear warfare is, again, on the table where I'm, like, who's going to be bombed, too? Like, or even biomechanicalism warfare. Like, is it going to biomechanical warfare? Like, I'm just ready to get off.
Oh, talk about. Yeah, I guess, that is, and all of what we're saying right now is literally just making it back to the tweet we shared at the beginning. even just thinking about, I'm like, are there natural causes of death anymore? Like, all of this is so, so heavily reliant, like, each factor of what we're discussing is, like, so heavily reliant on another, and so it just is this weird, it's this weird concept for me of, like, thinking about, people are talking a lot about, too, how, like, oh, you know, this outbreak is, like, showing the pitfalls of capitalism in America because of, like, stuff with schools or how, you know, are the homeless going to be treated, like, during this pandemic or, like, what if, you know what I mean? Just, like, where, yeah, like, what, I guess the thing I'm thinking about, too, is what you were saying about, like, preventative versus now feeling like, oh, okay, maybe, like, we didn't do things in enough time, so now, like, everyone should panic, and, like, this is a complete state of emergency, like, we need to do this, this, and that, where it's, like, it does just make me wonder, it's just frustrating, because I think that if there were preventative measures to be taken, we definitely knew of that, you know what I mean? There was even that address of a little bit back when y'all's president was like, what did he say? He basically said that it was a hoax, that, like, coronavirus was a hoax. And I'm like, okay, maybe if it is a hoax, but I feel like, if anything, y'all, this is shit. But, yeah, like, even that, like, if it is a hoax, like, that's fine, but if it's, because we know, okay, now y'all are saying, from a government standpoint, government officials are saying, okay, this is real, it needs to be taken seriously. So then, like, that strain or that panic, like, what we're talking about, that's now pushed on the general population when, like, you could have taken preventative measures weeks ago when all of this was being reported. You could have, like, enforced more cautionary measures that would just ensure a little bit, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just for me, between, like, the flood of information all at once, it just does nothing to help because I don't feel like it truly educates. Like, and I feel like so few of us are even having conversations about, like, the actual, about, like, the actual virus because I'm, like, I mm-hmm. feel like, as we were saying, like, that is, you know, I know a few things in terms of, like, okay, the survival rate is pretty high, and I know, like, what type of virus is it, things like that, but I just feel like overall, like, if most people would just have baseline understanding of, like, how to avoid risk and, like, what you need to do, it really could be a lot more simple, I think, in terms of just, like, day-to-day practices, but y'all wanted to make this what it is now, like, you wanted it to be this pandemonium about, you know, about the fear and about, you know what I mean, like, turning it into this whole global thing, and so now everyone is kind of, like, in an uproar, and it's like, wait, what are we freaking out about? Obviously, that's clear, but it really has shown just, like, okay, we were even talking about it before we started recording, but, like, okay, grocery stores across the country, shelves are white, there's lines outside, you can't get anything anywhere, so literally, if you're even, you know, however you feel about the coronavirus, if you're just trying to pick up some damn groceries, you're over here like, oh, wow, I have to go on a tour of the city right now to find the grocery store that is even selling anything because everything is white. And it's like everyone is going into panic mode. Sure, you know, some rightfully so. Like, we know that there are older people who will be impacted, like, and, you know, compromised people who will be more heavily impacted. So that's definitely an important, like, that needs to be considered because everybody, you know what I mean, like, people's health matters, but it's frustrating because I'm like, from a government standpoint, if people's health actually matters, like, there's just no way that y'all should have handled this the way that you did. Like, if it was the health of the people and, like, general wellness of the population that you cared about, then, like, this is absolutely the worst way that it could have been handled.
That's the thing that, like, look at me coughing. No, it's okay. It really does, like, not to say it's, like, that, like, cycle of frustration when it comes to, like, living in America, but it really is that thing where, like, I know the government doesn't give a fuck about me. And so when this stuff does happen, right. I'm also, like, who's to say, again, that the government also didn't just, like, tell that person in the lab, hey, drop this shit, like, and that's the thing too, while you're speaking, I was like, again, like, I love looking on Twitter again for that fact of, like, getting the most well-rounded, like, any type of perspective can be given. More progressive, like, models and, like, modes of communication, but there's this image that said, posted at the doctor's office today, every election year has a disease. And it goes from 2004, but it just named a few. And these are also, like, mid-year elections, because we always forget about the mid-year. 2010 was 2012 was
MERS, if you will. 2004 Ebola, 2016 was Zika, 2018 was Ebola again. 2020 is now, and like, we're talking about the contagion factor allegedly is up to, apparently from this picture, whereas like SARS was at 4, measles was at 18, like, so clearly lower, and then the coronavirus rate under 50, the cure rate is 9.7, so it is this like confusing thing, like,
like we're talking about the information, it really is, it's like, getting this that seems as, like, direct as possible. Or I don't know if you have, like, any family or friends or, like I keep getting information from, like, you know, friends, or I'm sorry, like, close family friends who work, like, in medical or pharmaceutical industries and are, like, of course, be cautious, but also giving very direct information like that of, like, this is what I know, this is what I have been told, like, and you should be careful because obviously people are panicking, so it's more about responding to that and like making sure you're good. But the actual panic surrounding the contracting the virus is like highly conflated. And I just feel like, to your point, like if you're looking at these numbers comparatively, like there are a lot of questions to ask. And I guess I just kind of am wondering, like, why do we? What do we want to buy into this? But, I don't know. I guess,
honestly, I mean, that's just a testament to the tools of media. Yeah, no, and that's, I think, what's scary about what you're even saying about, like, why do we give into this? I think, like, I don't want to say it's necessary or this, like, gossip is a blessing in disguise, but it really is, like, again, when I look at the numbers, again, like, because it's so early on, that's why I'm like, oh, maybe a year, like, something different happens with this virus and it gets, like, more contagious, or, like, the thing, like, because we don't know what's going on yet, I completely am like, oh, I don't know, like, I don't want to say anything, and then, like, it completely is.
Right. Yeah, people, we are nowhere near experts, so just.
Not at all, yeah.
We just talking.
Talking and smoking weed, like, it really is one of those things, so. It does, though, make me think that, I don't want to be like, fuck it. There are clearly bigger things going on around us that we clearly don't know what's going on. And so when I was thinking about history repeating itself and just understanding that, like, empires are a thing, but then also, like, the, like, I've noticed centuries always have their own specific tone of, like, what we discussed about this century and what was, like, discussed and all that. And I really feel like the 20th century was all about, like, post-colonial, like, white liberalism. And I think we're now at the point of, like, either, like, President Obama was like the end of this form of white liberalism because it showed this like, like it doesn't take whiteness to have this form of white liberalism, or he was just like now the new begin. No, I definitely think Obama's like a part of like the trend of white liberalism, and so I really feel like this new world order that is like coming about because of the like ideas of social media and how we're all communicating a lot more. I think what's probably like. Even the DNC, because the thing is, the election is more, like, Trump is in the bag for the Republican Party. Like, no one's not voting for Trump
right.
for the Republican Party. So I feel like what scares me about the DNC is that they're really trying to secure these, like, votes, in my opinion, for Joe Biden, who clearly also, we don't know, polling-wise, will actually, like, beat Trump in the end. I really, like... I don't know. I hate putting conspiracy theories out there because then I'm like, once they're put out there, people are going to be like, this kid has schizophrenia, lock him up. And I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
But, like, again, about history repeating itself, like, I've been also looking at, like, specifically a lot of women in history have been deemed, like, schizophrenic or, like, mentally ill, fully locked up.
Yeah.
But, like, ended up living, like, long lives, like, or, like, ability to just, I was telling this to someone yesterday because of this whole coronavirus mess and then me, like, putting out all these, like, again, to other people, conspiracy theories. But I was like, I just don't trust the government, and we already know not to trust the government. So what are they actually telling us when they're telling us something about this whole coronavirus? And then
right.
he was like, you know what, Roger, I think you should just keep some stuff to yourself. And I was like, that's actually what scares me. I'm like, once I actually bring out something that people just don't want to hear, I could immediately be thrown into the gloomy bin because I may not actually be there, but because to the greater society, they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, just block them up, like make a movie. Like, even with this whole coronavirus, in New York specific, what pisses me off about, like, the white liberals that are going into Trader Joe's, getting all scared, packing up their houses with all this good food and shit like that, is they're clearly not looking at, like, black and brown people who are poor and impoverished, like, communities. But then also, fucking prison labor being, like, exploited at the hand sanitizer with fucking the blondes yet. Like, it's just where I'm like, do we not see, like, the system at play, even in the liberal models of it, and showing how, like, liberalism is not progressivism? And so I really think the 21st century is going to be this, like, new year. Again, hopefully if the hegemony doesn't kill us all, this idea of, like, social, like, progressive social, like, issues finally taking, not even, like, a global stage, but a genuine, like, a global influence, like, an actual, again, that's what, like, I'm trying to see when it comes to, like, the, you know, this election year and, like, new leaders. Obviously, like, the idea of President Bernie Sanders, Bernard Sanders, if you will, like, if that happens, I definitely see like, a new age of, like, time to then really see how
But that's the thing, I'm not saying that, like, the socialist agenda or the, like, progressive model is the only model, but I think in this new century, there's going to just now need to be a new order, and then next century, the, like, I would probably be on the same side in the next, like, what is it, 2110 and 2120, like, when that's, like, a fucking year, and I'm sure people will start getting annoyed of, like, now what I'm saying as new, but will then be deemed as old. I think, like, obviously we're just going to stick to Corona and, like, I want to fix that, but, like, I feel like every conversation we end up having becomes a lot more, like, this whole generational, like, issue and struggle that we always have. And it's, like, bad because right now old people are the ones who are, like, fearful because they're, like, hey, we're the ones, like, we would be impacted,
but then they're, like, with work,
catching flights for $20. Young people are catching flights for $25.
Literally, they're like, hey, if we're going to die, like, let me die behind the iPhone. Let me die, like...
Literally. I saw that exact quote. And I will say that, like, just to bring up the other... Because I had heard a lot of that, and then, you know, people were kind of coming back and being like, oh, well, you know, you should be mindful of then who you can... But then be too, like, you have to think of others as well. So I'm like, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. Overall, I'm like, let me, you know, roll the joint, sit back, and see what is about to happen, because I get very uncomfortable by this idea of, like, government-mandated lockdown, and with the increasing number of those happening worldwide, it happened in Italy, like, in Austria, apparently Spain is expected to announce, like, a, like, countrywide lockdown, and I'm just like, these are interesting times, I guess, to be...
Specifically, I'm sorry, because something specifically also said about, like, lockdowns of, again, I said this to Ivan, and he probably is like, please don't say this out loud now to this whole world, but, like, right when Italy had the most, like, fucking cases and they locked down, I immediately told Ivan, I was, what the fuck is going on in the Vatican? Like, no shade, but it really is, like, I was even thinking of, like, because, again, I was looking back on empires and, like, influence and stuff like that, and, like, papal conclave, like, when the papals get together, they close the door of the Vatican and literally choose a new pope. Obviously, that's not what's happening right now, but, like, the idea of, like, the Vatican closing its doors always, to me, is something that is so much more influential in the next, like, years to come. Because of the idea of, like, Catholic, Christian, like, influence. And so I'm like, if they're the ones who are dying right now, I think that's what, like, again, I don't want to put this out there because, like, wartime isn't coming, but, like, it really is, like, the revolutionary, like, in me and, like, the hopeful, like, revolution that is, like, coming when it comes to, like, the... revolution of
some shit about to be
but I really
like if this shit's about to burn, then let's just what's on the other side, like, if some shit is really about to transform in a, like, a shift that is seen in a global way, what, like, then what can be on the other side of that? And, like, while maybe it's, we don't want to think about, you know, stuff having to go south, but really, we've talked about it before, like, the only way for, things to see any radical changes for this shit to burn down. And I mean, metaphorically, I don't literally set the world on fire, but
I literally let it burn.
Set it on fire. Then it, but yeah, like, we just, you know, with that, I will say, like, I do think it's just important, yeah, to just have a very open conversation, because I feel like there are endless layers to this as we just kind of, you know, let our minds wander and, like, think about all of the things and potential impact and, as a direct result of the virus, as a result of, like, the other thing, too, we didn't even really touch on, but just thinking about, like, the economy and, like, business, like, it was strange to me at my job, we I've been working from home, like, since midweek, and will be indefinitely, like, that's what we have set up currently, like, there isn't an exact date of when we'll be back in the office, and, they're, like, you know, people are expressing concern and things like that, but there was still overall, and, like, no shade, this is literally just discussing, like, a business, whatever, a company, but just even thinking about the ways that, like, okay, so we're talking about, you know, protecting yourself, being careful, and making sure that you have what you have, to feel supported, as, you know, in this weird kind of time, but at the same time, I'm very much like, oh, okay, so we need to discuss and address, like, implications of recession, and what the economy looks like, and how this is going to impact the recession. It's like, this is really, like, I feel like I'm, you know, some of my thoughts on this are maybe contradictory, or I don't mean to sound hypocritical, but I'm like, because part of me is like, oh, you know, I think we can take this less seriously than we are, but part of me is like, but if I do need to be taking this seriously, I'm supposed to be, like, handling that side of just coping with being a human in a world where with a lot going on, but also, y'all are expecting me to be in work at this time. I'm working from home, but still have all of these, like, other, goals of the business on my mind, where I'm like, yo, I'm distracted trying to think about if, yeah, like, all of these things we're talking about. It's the spread of the virus, people's health, my health, you know what I mean, loved ones, like, whatever, all of these things where it's, like, at the same time, I am like, why am I feeling bad for being distracted or, like, having thoughts and being confused at work? But I'm like, oh, I need to be doing this and this, and, like, I can't think about that right now. Like, I have to do all of these things. Like, it is still so interesting how much, given this system that we have, everyone is just expected to, like, conduct business as usual, which I think is good to an extent, because it is kind of like, you know, you can keep moving with your everyday life, but I think the expectation of, like, we still have to keep this moving despite any bit of, like, upheaval or concern because, you know, like, we can't let the company go south or things. You know what I mean? It's just, like, this weird concept of people and our relationship, like, to labor and, labor and capitalism and just, like, how that's impacted by stuff like this. Like, it's just been on my mind a lot because I'm just, like, yeah, I just feel overall, like, because of all of this and the many layers of things that there are to discuss, like, my mind has, like you said, just been running and just been jumbled. And, like, I can't think about it. You know what I mean? Good or bad or, you know, true or false, lies and whatever else. Like, it really is just so much to think about. And so I'm like, what are we even? Yeah, I don't know. It's just so many things.
I'm so glad you said the economy, because that was literally where I was referencing that picture. It was like, it was a reply. Not a tweet. That was genuinely like something that I did want to bring upon, because it is the thing about coronavirus and how, again, the reason why I think we need another FDR is because it's this idea of fear, but fear itself, like what he said in his inaugural speech, is coming from a place like he was dealing with the Great Depression, like was already happening.
Yeah.
So, referencing the Great Depression, the reason why I also love this candle, it reminds me of my dad, but it's at Drunk Unc Tony.
Oh my God.
Tweeted, and this is why it's so specific, and that's why I get nervous about what this virus might happen or what might just happen financially to people. Because the virus that like takes them out, but it might just be basic famine and starvation. Because
so many
the tweet was $1.5 trillion just pumped, $1 trillion just pumped into the system right in front of us with a mouse click. So I don't know if you know what he's referencing, but it's,
I heard about it.
Yeah, the government gave $1.5 trillion to aid the stock market calm the fears of investors. And essentially, when that happened again on the brink of the Great Depression is when the stock market crashed, because it was like, oh, you ended up just like bailing out someone who couldn't actually like maintain that for a while, and now crash. And so another interesting thing that someone else pointed out is that $1.5 trillion is the same amount of money as the student loan debt. And so it was that, like, series of, like, this next 10 years is fearful for me. And what I believe, again, with history repeating itself, but just in different forms, I think my FDR, again, hopefully, this is me just, like, pulling shit out of my ass. I think I'm hoping my FDR is Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. And she'll have money for this, like, new progressive model. But it's this idea that I've noticed that a lot of students and a lot of post-26-year-olds who aren't going to be on their parents' health care will be affected the next 10 years if this virus were to occur heavily and if the stock market is fully crashed and we're in, like, a great
time.
Because it's on the brink of doing it, like, it's on bailing out the stock market and, like, people And so it does make me fearful that the next 10, 15 years will affect the numbers of students, marginalized, black and brown folk, and really, like, and I really don't want this to happen. That's why I'm, like, nervous for that. It's going to be an interesting, in my opinion, like, next 10, 15 years of just global shift in the way we conduct our lives. Because, like, climate change is real, and, like, unless that 10, 15 years is climate change being like, oh, bitch, I'm taking you out. I just think if we're going to be given another 100 years, it's about to be in the process or in the, like, the view of a new world order. And I think that world order is going against, essentially, I think, again, because of, like, who's getting affected. If the Vatican's closing the doors, if Spain has to close the doors, I think the Catholics have had their time to rule, and it's now going to be somebody new, and I'm intrigued to see who that might be. But again, I'm just a bitch much weed.
But truly, I'm glad we have this conversation. I'm hopeful that, you know, if people have thoughts on anything that we discuss, please chime in. This is, of course, a conversation that we're all going to be having for, you know, I mean, a minute, at least this year for sure. Has been, I mean, we're only 3 months in, and there's a lot of shit going on. So it's a huge conversation to have, you know? But yeah, I'm really glad we have this, and like we said earlier, like, very much just open conversation, and, like, just piecing through your thoughts. I mean, everybody, wash your hands, be careful, and, you know, do what you do. You know, it's a lot going on, but you know, don't be crazy. I've also seen lots of interesting videos. Because I've been seeing interesting videos, too, of people, like, literally somebody, like, coughing one time and getting, like, kicked off a train and just, like, I just hope that this mass information or misinformation also doesn't cause, like, just unnecessary, like, strife between people. Like, there's already so much going on that I'm like, as much as we can just be compassionate to one another and mindful, you know, as this is a sickness or whatever, but, like, I definitely think we'll be able to deal. I think it's just, like, a matter of people doing their doing your research and not, like, you know, not freaking yourself out or doing too much and trying to get stressed, but just get the basics, make sure that, like, you're good and know how you can impact those around you. Like, that's really all that you can do.
I love how you said, I was about to say something fully crazy, and then you're like, hey, don't be crazy. Not about Corona, but, like, when you said this, like, this year, with it only being 3 months in, like, has already been so much. Because I was like, oh, this world order.
Fire truck passing.
Is that Kobe Bryant, like, recipe
he died, and then now the NBA is stopping all games. Like, what is this power play against the NBA? Like,
what is happening?
What the shit's going on? I feel like there's...
I don't know.
Like, we're investing. I think we're, again, we're definitely pawns on this chessboard, but I want to know who's...
Yeah.
I want to know
who's... I want to know, too, because that shit really took me out. Yeah. When I saw that new thing, I saw a lot of stuff, but when I saw them cancel the games, I was like, oh, nigga, we are in it.
They don't
cancel games for shit. Like, the world could be on fire, and I thought they would still just be out there on the court. And when I saw that they canceled that, I was like, oh. So what's really going on? Like, whose money is in jeopardy? Because if y'all are willing to, you know, lose this money, then something must really be popping off.
About, like, the whole NBA situation, too, is that players are to pay for the stadium workers instead of NBA owners. And I'm like,
y'all, that's so fucked up. That's so fucked up.
Yeah, there's clearly something going on. Like, even the thing about, like, sports canceling shit, but they already have, like, dates for when they're coming back. Like, Ellen, again, no shade to Ellen, but I really feel like she definitely knows a lot more than she likes to be, like, humanitarian.
Right on.
In that regard, if she cancels her stuff, but she already has her date of March 30th, I even think when it comes to this whole, like, media storm of how, like, much media was skipping, and then all of a sudden we just move on from, like, whatever happened.
Yes.
I feel like...
Yes.
This month will be coronavirus-y, and then that's it.
In April, maybe something else.
Yeah, and then, maybe something else. Like, I just, what's
coming? I just mean, like, in terms of the news cycle. But, yeah, I agree with you. I do think that's an interesting thing, too, to indicate, like, everyone. Some people, of course, are just postponing things indefinitely, but there is a lot of stuff that's like, oh, no, at the beginning of April, it'll be back. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, like, how do you know?
How's
like,
the month?
Is there a schedule?
How's
like,
going to do anything?
What information do you have about this coming to an end in April that means that's going to be enough time? Like, I don't understand. Yeah.
Very odd. Very odd. I think that was a great discourse, if you will.
Me too. Lovely. Okay.
I was going to say, we love y'all. We love y'all forever.
We love y'all. Yes. Yeah, thanks for listening.
You
hopefully we gave you maybe a laugh. Or a moment of joy in this odd time.
Honestly, I prefer a lie. Really mean.
Oh God! No. Well, I mean, hey, all of it, all of the deals. But yeah, for sure. You know, keep it locked. We'll be back with stuff. So follow us and share.
The last thing I want to say is don't be fearful of Corona. Remember, keep on taking loads, ladies. It's a hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer is upon us. You better get ready, okay?
Ready.
I tell you what, Corona better be gone before May gets here. Because look, it's time to go up.
Yep, this world is going to literally be on fire. And so are the hot girls.
So are the hot girls. And with that, goodbye.
Love you. Goodbye.